Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County Building Department residential permits for OH Real Estate Pros. The Franklin County Building Department issues building permits for 1, 2, and 3-family residential structures and associated development, while commercial building permits are issued by the state of Ohio. OH real estate professionals need to know that residential development projects in Franklin County require local permits, whereas commercial projects fall under state jurisdiction. Review the 2019 Residential Code of Ohio and permit requirements at the source URL before starting residential projects in Franklin County. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Columbus Agency breaks down standard 5-6% realtor commission splits for OH Pros. The Wilcutt Group explains that most real estate agents charge 5-6% of the home's sale price, typically split between the buyer's and seller's agents, with rates being negotiable. Understanding typical commission structures helps Ohio real estate professionals competitively position their services and clearly communicate value to clients in the Columbus market. Review the Wilcutt Group's breakdown of negotiable commission structures at the source URL to benchmark your own pricing strategy. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Ohio Real Estate Commission Rates: What Pros Should Know About Seller Costs. A new guide breaks down the average Ohio real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding typical commission structures helps Ohio agents communicate value, set competitive rates, and guide clients on retaining more proceeds. Review the commission breakdown and seller tips at the link to sharpen your listing conversations. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County Building Permits. Timeline update for OH Real Estate Pros. Franklin County issues building permits 7 to 10 days after full plan approval for properties with access to public water and sewer. Real estate professionals in OH can set accurate client expectations on project timelines and avoid delays in Franklin County transactions. Review the full permitting process at the Franklin County Building Permits page. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Columbus Building Permits: What OH Real Estate Pros Need to Know. A building permit authorizes contractors or homeowners to begin work described in project plans, with the process starting when an application and required plans are submitted for approval. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand permit timelines and requirements to accurately advise clients on project feasibility, closing schedules, and property improvement potential. Share the Columbus Permitting Portal with clients who are planning renovations or new construction. https://www.gov/businessdevelopment/get-or-track-a-building-permit. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Franklin County OH consolidates property records access for real estate pros. Franklin County's property portal lets users find information from multiple county offices on property taxes, parcel search, real estate filings, and records search. Real estate professionals in OH can streamline due diligence and client transactions by accessing unified county property data through a single entry point. Bookmark https://franklincountyohio.gov resident services/property for your next Franklin County property research workflow. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Ohio commission rates hold at 5.5-6%. Flat fee MLS alternative gains traction. A new analysis shows traditional real estate commissions in Ohio remain at 5.5-6%, while Huzo's flat fee MLS service offers sellers potential savings around $15,000. Ohio agents and brokers should understand how flat fee competitors are positioning themselves in the market to better articulate their value proposition to cost-conscious sellers. Review the commission breakdown at www.heo.com/blog/realestate-commissions-in-ohio to prepare for seller conversations about fee structures. Background and context: the 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most OH jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.